Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav. We are up to Siv Ches, the last line on page 142. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Noshim Chayavos B'Havdala, Kishem Shechayavos B'Kiddush. Women are Chayavos in Havdala, just like they are Chayavos in Kiddush. V'yesh Misha Cholek, and there are those who argue and say that women are not Chayiv in Havdala. The Ramah says, Al kein lo yavdilu la'atzman, therefore they should not make Havdalah themselves, rak yishmu Havdalah min ha'noshim. Rather, women should hear Havdalah from men. So the Mishabura says, Sif katan la'medala noshim chayavos, v'af agav dahave mitzvah shazman groma, even though Havdalah is a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, so women should really be potter according to the regular rules of mitzvos, still they're chayavos over here, the v'dinei Shabbos ish v'isha shavin. When it comes to any of the halachas of Shabbos, men and women are equal. The itkish zachar l'shamer, we have a hekesh between zachar and shamer, between the assays and the los assays of Shabbos. Ukamosha kasa bereish simen reish ayin alf, like you saw by Kiddush. The Havdalah nami bichlal zocherhu leman de amr Havdalah dvar Torah. We saw machlokas of whether Havdalah is the araisa or the rabbanon. Those who hold that Havdalah is the araisa, it's included in zocher, just like Kiddush. Ukamosha kasavnu bereish simen. And therefore, if you hold that Kiddush is the araisa, and Havdalah is the araisa, so the same way that Zohar v'Sham were the same way women are chayavos in the Los Asays, are chayavos in the Asays, so they're not only going to be chayav in Kiddush, they're also going to be chayav in Havdalah. The afilu l'man d'amr Havdalah d'Rabbanon, and even according to the Shita that holds Havdalah is only d'Rabbanon, still dumya d'Kiddush t'knuha. The Rabbanon, when they established Havdalah, they established it following the rules of Kiddush. So the same way that women are chayavos in Kiddush, the Rabbanon made them chayav also in Havdalah. So whether it's the araisa or the Rabbanon, the first sheet that holds that women are chayiv in Havdalah. V'hayesh misha cholek svirle. The sheet that argues holds the Havdalah kevin shei b'chol. Since Havdalah is not really made on Shabbos, it's really made after Shabbos. Eina tzuluya b'inyonei dinei Shabbos. It does not follow the rules of Shabbos, and therefore it's not included in Zohar, and the Rabbanon did not establish that women are chayavos. Rather, v'hi b'chlal sha'or mitzvah sha'azman groma d'nosha peturos. It is a regular mitzvah sa'seh sha'azman groma that women are peturos. Therefore, it's a machlokas. One sheet that holds women are chayav, one holds that women are potter. The Ramah says, Al kein lo yavdilu la'atzman, therefore they shouldn't make Havdalah themselves, they should rather hear Havdalah from the men. So the Mishabur writes in Sefkotan Lamed Hey, the Habach Kosov, the Bach writes, Afilu l'man de'omer shepeturos, even the one who holds that women are potter from Havdalah, mikomokom yecholos lahamshich al'atzman chiyuv. They are allowed to draw on themselves the chiyuv, u'lahavdil la'atzman, they could still make Havdalah for themselves. Kemo b'shofar v'lulav shegamke peturos, just like any other mitzvah seseh shazman groma, that women are potter, like shofar and lulav, v'afilu hachi mevarchos, and even so, we hold they still make a bracha on those mitzvahs. We hold they can do a mitzvah seishas mangrama and they can make a bracha. And therefore, it says the Bach over here as well. Kemavur l'kamam b'simet tov kuf peites. So that is what the Bach says. U'masik ha'mogin Avram. The Magen Avraham comes out of Maskona, the Ikra Kedivre HaBach, the Ikra Halacha is like the Bach, and therefore women can, yes, make Havdalah for themselves. V'hine and behold, L'fim Ashekasav HaMagen Avraham L'el B'Siv Katan Vav, according to that which the Magen Avraham said earlier in Siv Katan Vav, Dinogu Hanoshim Shalolishtos Mikos Havdalah, that women have a minhag that they do not drink from the coast of Havdalah. So Imkein Balav Kola Ta'amim. If so, besides all the reasons, Heyach Tavdil Be'atzma, how could she make Havdalah herself? V'halo Eino Yechola Lishtos Akos, she can't drink the Havdalah wine. So forget all the other possible reasons why she shouldn't make Havdalah. L'maisa, she can't drink the wine. V'chein Kosa Baal Derech Achayim. Elo Kavanas Amogin Avram Lohokel B'she'ein Lo Mimi Lotzes. The kavanah of the Magen Avraham to be lenient is when there's no one else for her to be Yosef from. Da'oz b'al-korcha tavdil atzma. Then she's forced to make Havdalah herself. V'tishten, she drinks the wine. Kedesh l'levato mitzvah Havdalah. So though it is better for her to Havdalah from someone else, for other reasons, but also because she can't drink the wine, but if there's no one else to hear Havdalah from, she can make Havdalah herself, she can drink the wine, in order not to move out to the midst of Havdalah. In note 31, he points out a very important halacha, ulegabei noshim shekosh aleihem tainis yom kippurim. We know at the end of Yom Kippur, we have toseles yom kippurim, and in shul it goes very late, they daven maariv afterwards, they do kiddush levana, and the husband can get home sometimes way, way after the zman. Ubalayim nisakvim bebeis haknesses of Motzei Yom HaKippurim. The husband's delayed in shul on Motzei Yom Kippur. So Rav Vazna writes, Shekevan shim ikar adin noshim chayavos b'havdolah. Since the ikar shita, the ikar aloch is, women are in fact chayven avdolah. V'yicholos lahavdil be'atzman, so yavdilu be'atzman. Says Rav Vazna, on Motzei Yom Kippur, the wife does not have to wait for the husband. He's going to be delayed, you know, even after 72 minutes, another half an hour, so she can go ahead and make Havdalah herself. Again, it's like the same rule we said over here in the Mishabura. If there's no one to make Havdalah for her, she can make Havdalah, she can drink the wine. Sivkotan la midvov. The Rama said, ideally, they should not make Havdalah themselves, they should hear it from the men. V'im ha'noshim kvar hivdilu la'atzman. But if the men already made Havdalah, Oshen niskavnu lotzeis bebeis haknesses, or the men are kavanah to be yotzei in shul. Lo yavdilu kidei lahotzi hanoshim. The man should not go ahead and make havdalah again to be motzi the noshim. Im ein shom zecharim gedolim. If there are no adult males, o ketanim, or even ketanim, sheshomim imenu. So if a husband heard havdalah or made havdalah, he realizes that one of his daughters or his wife was not yotzei havdalah yet, he should not go ahead and make havdalah for an isha if he's not being motzi any man, either an adult or a child over the age of chinuch. Because according to the yesh cholkim of the mechaber who brach levatola, if women are not chayav and avdola, so how can you make avdola just for her? That would be a brach levatola, and therefore a man should not make avdola just for a woman. If he's being yotzei himself, there's another man he's being yotzei, it's fine, but he should not make avdola just for an isha. V'hinei b'sefer zechor l'avron be'erach avdola, in the sefer zechor l'avron, V'chein b'sefer b'rikki Yosef heviu kama poskim desirulu, they bring down from various poskim who hold, da'afilu mi shehivdil kfar, even someone who made havdalah already, yochol lahavdil b'shvil hanoshim, he can make havdalah for women. Mikom mokom lamulonu lahachnes atzman b'chshas sofik l'inyan bracha. But Lamaisa says in Mishabura, why should we enter ourselves into a chash of a suffix, l'gabi a bracha, acharei dihi yachol l'hadil b'atzma? Lamaisa, she is allowed to make havdalah by herself if she needs to, and therefore, even though there are some poskim that say you could make havdalah dafka for an isha, you really shouldn't, she should make it herself. U'kumo shekasadnu b'sevkotan akodem. V'ayin ma shekasadnu b'bir alocha l'inyan b'chasaner. Look in the bir alocha, which we'll do in a moment, l'gabi the bracha on the candle, in isha chayeves bokeh shemavarechas l'atzma. If when a woman is making Abdullah, she can make a bracha on the nair. We'll see a discussion about that in a moment. First, I'd like to see note number 32. So we said the bottom line, halacha l'maisa, so machlokas if women are chayiv or not. The Rama said it's better for women to hear Abdullah from men. The Mishabura says that if a woman is suck, she has no man to hear from, so she should make Abdullah herself, and in that case, she can drink the wine. Although there are shitos that a man can do it for her, but really, it's a chash of a bracha l'batullah. So better for her to make the Havdalah herself and drink the wine. Note 32 points out a very important thing as well. Ulahotzi esayish. In terms of a woman be motzi a man. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, she'eino yecholo, a woman can't be motzi a man. A man has a vada chiyuv, a woman only has a safek chiyuv, so she should not be motzi a man. Sharei yesh lochush ladasa sovrim shein isha chayavas b'avdolah. You have to be concerned for the shita that holds that women are not chayav in avdolah, so she can't make avdolah for a man. Aval, however, in baila cholep, if the husband is sick, ve'eino yochol lahavdil ba'asmu, he's not able to make havdalah himself, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she'yicholim heim lismoch ala sovrim she'isha chayaves ba'avdalah. You can rely on the shita that holds that women are chayav in havdalah, ve'tavdil avuro, and the wife could make havdalah, or the woman can make havdalah for the man. Ela she'odiv shabal yomar lepochos baruch hamada ben kodesh l'chol, kedei she'chiyuvu yiyah rak mederavonim. But at least, on the tzad that havdalah is daraisa, he should, if he didn't have a ma'ariv, in which case it atal chanotana, which downgrade into a derabonon, he should at least say baruch hamada ben kodesh l'chol to go down to a derabonon, and then if he needs, so the woman can be motziyim and havdalah, hopefully the ikar chiyuv, like we said, the ikar shita is that she's chayuv, so at least it's only the Rabbanan, it would be a Safek the Rabbanan, that would be more lenient. Just one ha'ara on this Ramah before we go to the Bi'ar Locha. The Ramah comes out with a funny psak over here. He says, since it's a machlokas, if women are chayiv or not chayiv in Avdolah, therefore they shouldn't make Avdolah themselves, they should hear it from a man. What's funny is that the Ramah is the shita that holds the Gabi other mitzvos that a woman is allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah zishon grama. The mechaber is a shita that holds that women can make a bracha on a mitzvah zishon grama, but the Ashkenazim, the Rama holds, a woman can do a mitzvah zishon grama, and she can make a bracha on it. So worst case scenario over here is it's a mitzvah zishon man grama, and she's potter, but she's allowed to do it. She's allowed to do any mitzvah zishon grama. She's allowed to make a bracha according to the Rama. So why would the Rama over here say that she can't make the bracha of Havdalah by herself? I mean, the Mishabura brings down from the other poskim that shofar and lulav is okay, and the bath therefore says here it's okay, but the Rama is the shita over there that holds it's okay. So why would the Rama be machbir over here? The Achorim do discuss this, they give answers, not geshmake answers, not like clear, great answers. I'm gonna leave them off. We'll leave it as a question on the Rama, but this is discussed by the Achronim. Let's look at the Biralocha, the Ramaska lo yavdilu la'atzman. So the Mishabura told us the Biralocha is going to discuss a woman making a bracha on the Nair. So says the Biralocha, I am b'magin Avram shekosav. Look in the Magin Avram who writes, de poshet de rashoim levarech la'atzman al ha'besamim balakos. The Magen Avraham writes, it's obvious that a woman can make a bracha on the Bissam and the Kosh. She can make a Bari Pragofen, and she can make a bracha of Bari Nebissamim, the Birchas Hanenim Heim. Those are regular brachos that you make on a Hanah that they for sure can make. The Hodulo Nokera Magen Avraham Birchas Haner, that which the Magen Avraham leaves out of his list, that a woman can also make a bracha on the Ner, the reason is, the Birchas Haner Lav Birchas Hanohu. That's not like the coast, that's not like the Besamim, the bracha on the Ner is not a Birchas Hanenin. The Lo Nitkon Al Hanoh Sa'or, the bracha on the fire, is not making a bracha on the Hanoh you get from the fire. The Ihochi, because if it was, Hayatzorach Levarach B'chol Pam Sheroa Ha'or, you'd have to make a bracha every time you see a fire. We don't make a bracha. It's not a birchas hanenin. Ukamo shevia beis yosef b'shem harosh. So says the Chavetz Chaim u'mistapakna. I have the following suffix. Afilu l'man da'omer dinoshim chayavos b'avdolah. Even according to the man da'omer that says women are chayav in avdolah, im chayavos b'birchas haner, are they chayav in the bracha on the candle? De bishlam avdolah. I understand the bracha of Avdolah, Avshu is mangrama, even though it's a mitzvah seishas mangrama, nechleles ben mitzvah de zachar. We could say, like we saw in the Mishabur, that it's included in the mitzvah of zachar, she shaykh le Shabbos, it's connected to Shabbos, k'mo shekaz of Rambam, like the Rambam writes. Va'afilu l'man de'omer de'rabbanon, even the one who says Avdolah is the Rabbanon, like the Mishabur said before, dumi de kiddush teknua, they establish it the Rabbanon like kiddush, and therefore women can make the bracha of Avdolah. Masha'ein kein ner, which is not the case with the bracha on the ner, she nitgon al brias ha'or b'motzei Shabbos. The bracha on the ner was established because Adam Arishon invented fire on Motzei Shabbos. So it's not connected to Shabbos at all. She'ena shaycha l'Shabbos klal. You could say that Avdolah has a shaychus to Shabbos, that the bracha on the ner has no connection to Shabbos, so maybe there women have no shaychus. It's a regular mitzvah seishas grama, and women are not chayav because it's not connected to Shabbos. V'hi's man grama. So minolam de chayavos, where would we get that women are chayav in the bracha of the ner? Ve'ein lomar kevan shenikbas bebirchas Avdolah, and don't say because it was established together with the brachas of Avdolah, chad din, who it follows the same din, de'zeinu, that's not true. De'ayicholin levarich osa b'fnei asma gamken. You can make the bracha on the Nair separate from Avdolah, like we do on Motzei Shabbos leading into Tisha B'Av. We say it on its own. V'gam ein mechuyav l'achzor achar ha'or. Like we'll see shortly, you also don't have to be searching for a candle on Motzei Shabbos. It's not an ikar part of Avdolah. It's not really a part of Avdolah. V'ulaya maybe kevan de l'chatchila mitzvah l'sadron biyachad. Since even though they're not really coming together, but there is a mitzvah l'chatchila to put all the brachos together, so maybe chad adinahu. Maybe that's one din. However, v'yoser nochon, he ends off and he writes that more likely, lomar to say, de'ena chayeves bebirchas haner l'kuli alma, that according to everyone, women are not chayev in the bracha on the ner. However, if you look at note 34, at least in the second paragraph, he writes that a woman who wants to make the bracha on the ner, Rav Moshe says she is allowed to make the bracha on the ner. So too writes the Shona Halachos, she'ishi yichola limshoch al atzma eschiyev birchas haner. That which the Bach said about bracha of Havdalah, so that would be the same idea. V'chein das agon Rav Yashiv, and Rav Chaim Kinevsky adds on, she'yichol levarech kein afilu b'sol seder Havdalah. You might think by adding on this bracha to the middle of Havdalah, maybe we'll be hefsek. No, but the poskim say that she can make this bracha. There is a shita that argues in the beginning of note 34, he does bring from a Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who says that women should not make the bracha on the ner if they're making Havdalah themselves. So it's a machlok machlokes, but most poskim say that a woman can make the entire Havdalah by herself. So again, the halacha is the bottom line. A woman should ideally only hear Havdalah from a man. If there's no man to hear Havdalah from, she can make the entire Havdalah by herself. She can even make the bracha on the Nair. That concludes Siman Reish Tzadi Vav. And now we begin Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin. Dine Bisamim La Havdalah. We're going to go into greater detail on the halachas of Bisamim. Says the Mechabrin of Aleph Mevarech Ala Bisamim Im Yeshlo. You make a bracha on Bisamim during Havdalah if you have them. Vim Einlo, if you don't have Bisamim, Ein Tzarech Lachzar Achareim. You don't have to go searching for Bisamim. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph Mevarech Ala Bisamim. Vabracha Hu Borei Mine Bisamim Al Eze Minshu. Whatever you're using for besamim, the bracha that you make is borei minei besamim. Avsha b'chol tzarech levarich al kol min kibrachaso. Even though during the week when you're making a bracha on a smell, you make on each smell the appropriate bracha, the hainu. Al atzei besamim, you make borei atzei besamim. Val isrei besamim, borei isrei besamim. Depending what you are smelling will determine the bracha during the week. Like we learned in Siman Reish Tes Zayin, the Ayin Sham Od Kama Pratim Baze, Mikom Mokom Ben Motzei Shabbos, Amotzei Shabbos Mevorchen Al Akol Borim Ne Besamim. Amotzei Shabbos, the bracha on any type of besamim turns into Borim Ne Besamim. The same thing you make a bracha on during the week, a Borei Atzei Besamim, a Borei Isrei Besamim, Amotzei Shabbos, whatever you smell, you make the bracha Borim Ne Besamim. Why is that? Kidei Shelo Yavo Litos Hamon Am. We don't want the Stam people to make a mistake. She'ena Kol Bikin B'chol Bracha Miyuchedes. Not everyone is such experts at what bracha you make on each smell. Aval B'bracha Zu Yotzei Al Hakol. That's like the Shehakol of smells, Borim Nebesamim. Therefore, they instituted that the bracha Motzei Shabbos and whatever you're smelling is Borim Nebesamim. That way, there'll be no mistakes. Ukumosha Kasav Shom B'sif Aleph. Like we said over there in Sif Aleph. Umikomakom lechatchila tov yoser sheyikach lebesamim davar shebrachasa barin ebesamim. Even though it's true, whatever you're smelling, what's a shavah for the besamim, you make the bracha barin ebesamim. But the best is to use something that the real bracha is barin ebesamim. Kegon hamusk shekorin pizim o negelach is clothes, which most people are using. Shegam zel aharbe achronim brachasa hu barin ebesamim. According to many achronim, the bracha on the clothes is in fact barin ebesamim. And therefore, that is a thing that you should use Motzei Shabbos. We'll see tomorrow about using Hadassim as well. Mutter levarich borei mnei besamim al pilpulin shekorin English pepper. You can make a bracha borei besamim on the peppers that are called English peppers. Shegam zehu b'lcha besamim. That's also included in the category of besamim. Avo bestam pilpulin, but stam peppers. Yesh deos ben haposkim v'avei savei bracha. It's a discussion of the poskim, and it's a savei bracha. V'chein zangevil shekorin ingber. And so too by ginger also. A big machlokas, exactly what the bracha is. Sivkot and beis. Ein sarach lachzor acharim. You don't have to go searching for besamim motzei Shabbos if you don't have them available. She'ein mevorachin aleihem elo lahoshiv anefesh. We only make the bracha on the besamim because we're losing our neshama yaseira, so we're trying to mechazek ourselves. She koeves miyitzias haShabbos. It's being pained by the leaving of Shabbos. And therefore, it's not a chiyuv to make the bracha on the besamim. There's an inyan, but if you're not able to do it, you don't have to search around and look for besamim. Kosu ha'achronim da'achronim right. Da'af misha mis'ana b'shabbos. Even one who fasted on Shabbos, tzorech levarech ala besamim b'motzoi Shabbos. He still makes a bracha on the besamim b'motzoi Shabbos. And the poskim say the reason is because he ate Friday night. L'chorif, he's fasting Shabbos. It's because of a dream. He's fasting Shabbos day. He ate Friday night, so he still had an neshama yaseira, was there with the food, and therefore he will make a bracha on the besamim after Shabbos. Ma she'ein kein b'yom ha'kippurim, which is not the case after Yom Kippur, af kishachal b'Shabbos, even Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, ein tzorach levarach b'motzei Yom HaKippurim. You do not make a bracha on the besamim motzei Yom Kippur, even though it's also motzei Shabbos. That's what we had this year. If you made the bracha on the besamim, or you saw in your machzor that you do make a bracha on the besamim, this is a very big machlokas haposkim. Many poskim say that you do in fact make the bracha on motzei Yom Kippur, which is also motzei Shabbos. Says the mechaber v'adus abez, ein mevorachin al besamim shel beis hakisei. You do not make a bracha motzei Shabbos on besamim from the beis hakisei. Velo al shel nesim, and not on the besamim that are by the mesim, v'dafka and the sunim l'malo mibitaso, dafka those of the sun that are placed above the mita of the mace, V'lo al besamim shebemisibos ovdei kochavim. You also don't make a bracha on the besamim that are by the gatherings of the goyim. The stam misibosam lavodos kochavim. There are stam gatherings as for avodos are reasons, and we don't make a bracha on that. The Rama says, V'imberach al besamim elul yotza. If you made a bracha on any of these besamim, the ones of the Beis Akise, the ones of the Mason, the ones of the misibos ovdei kochavim, you are not yotze. V'tzarach lachzor ulevarach alachim. You have to go back and make another bracha on the proper besamim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, don't make a bracha on the besamim of the Beis Akisei. The chol zel lav lurecha avidi, because that kind of smell that's for Beis Akisei is not there to give off a good smell. Elo laabure reich asirchon, it's just there to take away a bad smell. So we don't make a bracha on a spice that's only there to take away a bad smell. So therefore, the smell of the Beis Akisei is not allowed, and so too the one for a mace as well is not allowed. Sif Katan Dalad, but it's dafka the besamim by the mace that are l'malam mitaso, avon nesunim lefnei mitaso. But that which is placed before the mita, mevarach, and that you can make a bracha on. Shani omer lechvod chayim heimasuyim. Those smells, you can say, are made for the living people, so they should have a good smell. The one that's on top of the mita, that's for the mace to take away the bad smell, that you can make a bracha on, but the one with the mita, that you can, in fact, make a bracha on. The last point we said in the Mechaber was, you can't make a bracha on the misamim that are by the gatherings of the goyim. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hey. We're talking about where the goyim are gathered around for a suda and they're eating. That's when you should not make a bracha on the besamim. But if they're not sitting around at all, you can make a bracha on besamim that belongs to goyim. So too comes out the taz lalach lemaisa in simin reish sadiches of katan hay. But the taz does write at the end the tov lechatchila lachosh l'das Rabbeinu Yonah, that it is best lechatchila to be concerned for the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, the sefirah that he holds the stam b'samim shall ovdei kochavim omed l'basof l'mocher l'avodas gilulim, that stam spices of the goyim are mistama going to be at the end sold for avodah zarah, and therefore better to stay away from it. The ein levarich aleim, and you should not make a bracha on those besamim. Im lo b'mokom shenire she'ein omed l'avodas gilulim. Unless it's a scenario where you have besam of a goy, but it's pretty clear to you that it's not going towards avodah zarah. Kegon, for example, shu'tagar, that the goy that you're getting the besamim from is a merchant. Shedarko limkar osam l'anashim harbe, he sells spices to everyone. You have no reason to believe that those spices are on their way to be sold for avodah zarah. He sells to everyone for their houses, for all different things, that would be permissible. Or it's a spice that you're buying from a guy, and you know he uses these spices to put into his food. So that's not for Avodah Zarah. Then it would not be usher to make the bracha on them, even according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. We will stop here and continue with Siv Gimel and Mirza Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.